Thank you. And I think today's meeting sets up what I hope will be, I believe, will be a very successful leaders level meeting coming up very shortly. NATO has the opportunity to grow even stronger in the alliance. You know, the alliance is only as strong as its weakest link, and we intend and endeavor to have no weak links in this alliance. So it's setting up nicely, and it's good to see. You know, the president has just submitted a budget for $1 trillion of defense spending, which is unheard of. It's unparalleled. And it's not just spending money. It's spending money on the capabilities that are needed for the threats of the 21st century, all kinds of different threats that look different from the threats in the past. And so I think today sets up that leaders meeting, which will be very productive. I also think, obviously, that the big issue on everyone's mind is what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. The president of the United States has been abundantly clear. He wants the war to end. He's open to virtually any mechanism that gets us to a just, enduring, and lasting peace. And that's what he wants to see. He wants to see an end to wars. He wants to keep wars from happening. The purpose of NATO is to prevent wars through its strength. And that's why, you know, we want to see it grow stronger, spending levels among all partners that allow everyone to be stronger and makes the alliance stronger. And also he wants to end wars. And that's the hope with Russia and Ukraine. We'll see what happens over the next couple of days in that regard. But we want to see progress made in that regard. And whatever mechanism is outlined, whatever the process is that needs to happen, I mean, we are open to being constructive and helpful in any way we can to end a conflict.